Powersports Worldwide.
It's straightforward. His name simply means a meeting. It means a gathering. And even a calling. That's what his name means. And he's honored today, our Pito. With an unwavering passion for the beautiful game, I can tell you that his career commands both respect as well as admiration. A trailblazer for young black coaches, his success in the Professional Soccer League and the Premier League positions him statistically as South Africa's greatest coach. Now, his extensive trophy collection places him among the continent's elite coaches, paralleled by an impactful playing career that began back with Inkosi, Jomo Cosmos, in 1982. And from there, his talent, his discipline propelled them to the pinnacles of South African football and also later to successful stints. Remember, he went to Greece. He opened the way, paved the way for many to follow. Went to Belgium, went to Qatar over 14 years. Now, notably, he secured domestic triumphs, Ekipite, right there in Egypt, South Africa, Saudi Arabia, claiming the CAF Champions League three times. Now, if you look at 2016, the Confederation of African Football, CAF, awarded him, yes, Coach of the Year. I mean, he's here to reflect, recap on a very illustrious journey in football. I mean, what a pleasure for the one and only Pito Msimane to be here with us tonight. And Coach, firstly, just officially, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Robert. Thanks for having me on your show. I'm humbled. It's a pleasure.
You and I, and I'm prepared from the get-go to take the bull by the horns and say you and I have not spoken on mediums like this. You and I have not spoken in interviews for many, many years, for many different reasons that we would find very difficult to understand why we were not talking. People spoke about, why is Robert and Pito having this beef? Why can't they sort things out? What is the problem? Can't they get over it? And we didn't. And the years went by. And they went by. And here we are today, 2024, 28th of June. We sit here face to face for the first time. I can tell South Africans, the continent and the world that we've had a meeting at exactly 4:30 this afternoon at Prime Media. Closed doors, one-on-one, to discuss the problems and the issues and to get clarity as to why we've denied South Africans this opportunity for you and I to sit and communicate and be adults about everything. I'm glad to say that we've been adults. We've communicated, and we've agreed to what, Coach?
Yeah, what I would say to you is, yeah, you know, Robert, as I told you earlier, in July 26, I'm 60 years.
Yes.
And I look back. I should be looking back and at the journey. And look at the journey that has been traveled, how far it has been traveled, and do I want that journey to be having unresolved issues, issues that can be spoken about to adults? That I think, to be honest, everybody has been waiting for this. So I look back and I said, you have extended an invitation even before. And for me, I said to myself, that's leadership from your side. It's not a sign of weakness, because I think if anybody can never be humble, then it will be arrogancy, and that's trouble. So I see it different, because I'm a football coach, I'm a parent. I have issues a lot in football. I have issues with my children. And I've learned a lot, you know, that sometimes when I say to my children, sorry, doesn't mean I'm weak. But I'm just teaching them humility that you're not a wimp when you say sorry. So I'm trying to pass that message. So there are things in my life that I need to let go. And embrace the good things. So, and one of the things is what we're doing today, to show leadership, maturity, and I think to show even the children or anybody to say that, you know, let bygones be bygones. And we need to move on in life. And there are many important things that we could have done together or we can do together in future than not being men and able to talk. And I'm happy we spoke. We our souls are good and clean. And I think a lot of people that have the right mind sees this as a positive thing to be done. So we have done that, and I can always say again, there are many good things that I want to do, and then carrying a grudge, because a grudge will leave rent free in your system, in your mind. I don't want that. I don't want to have a monkey on my back. I'm carrying a lot of monkeys, so I must offload some. So I don't need this. So that's why I'm here with you, Robert. You know, I have to move on.
Yeah. I mean, thanks for that. And like you rightfully say, that it's about admission of wrong. It's about accepting. It's about missed opportunities. But I'm of the same sentiment that, you know, a lot of South Africans would have felt, and looking at social media, that they would have felt a little bit poorer without dual conversations. It doesn't mean that we needed to be on the same side, agreeing to the same things.
No,
it's just the denial of a voice, of engagement. And given your knowledge and extensive success, coach, that you've had, it would have been to the benefit.
Yes. Robert, you know, they're saying reconciliation can actually help everybody, like me and you, for example, to move in a healthier, happy way. So why not, guys? I mean, why not? What's the issue here? You know, let's be men and let's get this out of the way. Mm. And I guess my children and your children should learn from this. To say that in life we might disagree a certain time. Mm. And time heals, by the way. You must know that.
You mentioned that 60 is creeping up.
Yeah.
What does that say to Pietso Mosimane today?
Yeah.
With that time, with the big, I won't say it's a big number.
Yeah,
but it's a number that you need to celebrate given your successes.
For sure.
What do you think about as you slowly approach that big date on that Friday?
There's a lot of things that are happening, and that has been my dream. And there are a lot of things that unexpected, that I never expect to happen in a positive way. And one of them is the honorary doctorate from UJ on the 24th of July.
Do people know about this?
Yeah, UJ has announced it.
They've announced it.
Yes.
But for the greater South African public, and I think everyone that's here, that's listening, who's in the building, who's part of it, guys, I from the 24th.
Yeah.
Will
July.
Be, no, in July. From the 24th of July, Pietso Mosimane will be Dr. Pietso Mosimane with an honorary doctorate of an institution that we all look at and we value with a great deal of credibility.
Yeah.
And again, doctorate comes just before the 60th birthday.
Yeah.
You congratulations, see, coach.
No, thank you very much.
Well done.
Thank you.
You can see the applause around the building. And what is that saying to you right now?
Yeah. You know, my daughter is here with us now. Yeah. And my wife is also somewhere listening. In my home, they always said, but you're the only one who don't have a degree. You know, and UJ has not just called me because to honor me because of just what I have done. It's because I've been in the class with them. Those professors, they know me. And I was making a joke one day. I said, hey, don't forget, I must check my scripts. If was it a 48% pass or 50% pass? So there was a good pass there, you know? So they were laughing at me. And I do work with them, to be honest, with the faculty of sports, because some professors ask me, because you must know that academics to the program, to the sports is not the same.
Yeah.
So one of the doctors was doing, is a doctor of peripheral something. I don't know. Vision.
Vision, yes.
I had my coaching classes and I asked for them to come to be part of that. So I called four professors, Robert, to come to my coaching clinics, because I like when I do things, I must do the right thing.
Right.
So they came over. Another one was for exercise physiology. The other one was of the vision and all that. So the one of the vision, he said to me, but you know what? Sit here, man. How do I put this into sports? I said, you know, in football, let me explain to you. I said, in football, I can receive the ball, looking at the ball, but I can see somebody who's coming. And in township, they say, una masait mir. You understand? We are born.
Yeah.
So I can control the ball while looking up. Like Sheikh Skungwane wants to pass. He looks up. He doesn't look at the ball. So, and also like in rugby, they pass to the side. So I said, that's peripheral viewing. He says, yes, like man, this African guy. Yeah, I've been looking for something to put this thing into reality. So those are the people that I've been with and I've worked with. So they said, yeah, but we had your scripts, you could pass, but you didn't finish. I said, yeah, but football put me where I am now. So they said, okay. We think we can honor you with an honorary degree.
Very few get that honor. I mean, I'm trying to think within the soccer fraternity, the football fraternity in South Africa.
Yeah.
When you talk about doctorate, you're talking about the great Dr. Kaiser Mtaung,
yes.
Dr. Ivan Khoza.
Yes.
You're talking about Dr. Lucas Khatebe. I know people don't give him credit for that, but he's got two doctorates, one from the UK, one from Cape Town.
Yes.
And then I start to stumble, you know. There could be more that I'm missing out on. But I'm just saying that that's the caliber in which you slip in. Dr. Jomo Sono, for example, is also another one with the doctorate.
Yeah, Robert, it's humbling. You know, I was in Saudi now and I was looking at, for me, a coach that I really, really look up to, and it's a rugby coach, and I think you know who I'm talking about. The guy who has shook the world, I think two times, if I'm not mistaken.
Rossi.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got him. I saw him getting emotional when they gave him a doctorate.
Oh.
I said, guys, if Rossi can feel like that, I mean, Rossi, guys, there's no one in this country or in history who can match that guy.
Nah.
His record is the best ever.
Yeah, yeah.
So if he gets emotional, you know, about that, I said, look at the humility behind it, you know. So I think you know now how I feel to receive it.
And please be vulnerable when you go up there.
Yeah.
I know sometimes we want to put on the bravado and be, you know, I'm Nankali, whatever.
No, I think I've got tears for that.
You've got?
Yeah, I've saved them.
All right, no tears tonight, though, because this is the interview. Piet Somsimane is my guest as he talks about what's going to be happening pretty soon as he gets honored with an honorary doctorate. And I think it's something that we all need to celebrate as a country. One thing I can tell you is that we are live on the YouTube channel. You can post your comments, any questions, anything that you would want to throw into this chat. And again, as historic as this conversation is, it's also a legendary show. It's a Friday and we do honor him as a legend. A couple of tributes that have poured in for him. But we also talk about some of the, you know, those sticky situations. And we've given both ourselves that opportunity to say, it's an interview where we hold nothing back. So when someone says, I mustn't hold back,
Hashtag MSW, live now on 947, Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.
Coach Pitsum Simane is here. 69 Rand. Was that ever your first salary when you started football?
At least Brajay gave me better than that.
Jomo Sono. The whole Jomo Sono. I was told that Jomo is very stingy. Jomo doesn't pay people.
He doesn't pay a lot. He's not a big fan of paying a
lot. How were your negotiations with Jomo?
Jay got me from the school.
Yeah.
He's negotiating with himself there. I mean, when you get somebody from school, what negotiation is this? I mean, the youngster wants to play football,
yeah,
and very edgy and looking for the opportunity. The last thing you want is to argue on figures.
Because he knows that he knows your potential.
Yes.
He knows that you leaving the club to an international stage is going to make him even a better person.
Yeah, and by the way, many people don't know this. He recruited me in a match when I played against him.
Yeah.
When I played for Rockville Hungry Lions, I think Pirates beat us. You know that competition that is like a net bank now.
Yeah.
Where you find the team from the
scouting
We were in the second division, and they were in the Premier League.
Yeah.
And I think it was his last year at Pirates. Yes, it was. And inside the pitch, he says, "Hey, come on, Kubani, we na man." You know. Yeah. So I think, as you know, he's a hawk in terms of scouting. I mean, you can call about Fish, Hellman, Mkalele. He can just call. Innocent, Ngongo. I mean, Fish, Mark Fish. I mean, Jay has done it all.
Newcastle, I think he went and scouted a couple of players. I mean, Dr. Jomo Sono, welcome to the show.
Hi, Robert. I'm Dala.
Hey, what a surprise, Jay.
Hey, I'm Dala.
How are you doing, Dr. Son?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good as usual.
I've got your former player here. We're having a conversation. You know the history. But this is where today we take a journey forward. And you know the man.
I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing. You know, people must not die with grudges. And I think sometimes both of you are bigger than the game. I'm happy that today you can talk. It was the same thing with me and you. We ended up being friends. It happens in football.
Yeah, I was actually telling Coach in the meeting that we had, I said, hey, me, I had no luck with national team coaches. I had Jomo Sono not talking to me, Brashakes Mashaba not talking to me, and then Pitsum Simane not talking to me. I'm like, hey, guys, what must I do now?
No, but I think it's good for the sake of football, you know. And Pito has grown tremendously. And I think, to be honest, he deserves it, you know. There's incidents which I remember very well when Peter was playing for Cosmos, and I won't forget this. We were playing against Kaiser Chiefs at Ellis Park, and I got the first direct kick, you know, and I hit a banana kick. Yangena ngoba bekuyinto zakhona leso. Yangena u goalkeeper of Kaiser Chiefs lokulo crunch, and then Kaiser Chiefs ya equalize kwaba 1-1. You know, with about 10 minutes to go, not dive a foot light to the box. So I want to referee. I'm telling you, I want to direct kick just outside. But being a good, they feel very more the left footer than the right footer. So I'm a player that, no. Boss, it had. You know, I am. But I could see this figure standing here next to me. Good. Why are you not following me? Bonka by Vienna, Umi, the light to the Wabufu. You know, when the referee blew the whistle, Pizza Oval one cruller over to a shallow priest kick.
Huh?
Hey, my name is hey. Ah, for that. Udo Tinumu to Korile, Usati Hey, Sayuela. After match, not away. Hey, Marie, how are man? And you know, that's where I realized that this boy is going to go far in football because he believes so much in himself. Even now, this guy believes in himself, which is a big plus for a footballer. They say Peter is arrogant. And some of them, they say, no, he's arrogant. He's arrogant. He's arrogant. Anywhere. And to be honest, I was like that. You know, I believe that I was better than anybody in the field of play. And I'm going to stay just to him, not because I'm, you know, he's on TV and he's a big coach now. I want to say this to him, and I'm going to say it openly. I think in all the strikers I've unearthed, I'm talking about South African strikers. For me, Peter was the best, honestly. He was the best.
Thanks. That's a big statement. Wow.
Thanks. Comes from somebody played with Pelé, Franz Beckenbauer, and probably we the younger ones don't understand. Don't know who Braje is. But it's unbelievable. Memories to play with him. Most of the goals I scored, they come from him.
Yeah. The assists were coming from
him. No, he just says, go, and then you don't even have to talk. He sees you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't have the quality like that anymore. But
when he says to you, coach, sorry to come in here, when a Jomo Sono, the legend that he is, like you said, playing with the Franz Beckenbauer's Pelés of this world, coming to South Africa, ripping South African football apart with Orlando Pirates, winning so many trophies and titles and earning the reputation that he has globally. When he says to you that you, Peter Msimane, are the best striker that he's worked with, that I can't overlook.
Yeah, thank you. I'm humbled, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, Jay is right because I understand where he comes from because I used to play a different type of football.
Yeah.
He knows I didn't spend too much time on the ball. And they used to tell me, stay in the box and we will give you the ball and we will put you through. And that's what he used to do. And we were not as big as Pirates and Chiefs that this can be documented like that.
Yeah.
But we all know and memories are there. And I just feel humbled that I played with the legendary Jomo Sono. You know, when he played with Frankenbauer, Pelé, and all those guys, you know, it's like at this moment we can say it's like PSG, Neymar, Mbappe, and Messi. But it doesn't look like that at this generation. But there was nothing bigger than those guys. Who's bigger than that? Who was bigger than Frankenbauer and Pelé? That you find yourself in the same team? No chance.
Sure. Jay?
Peter?
I want, before I let you go and before I go for the break, I want to fast forward now. I mean, our legend today who's sitting here in the studio, he's won literally anything and everything people would admire and want to win. CAF Coach of the Year, league titles back-to-back. He's been able to do that, not only in South Africa, but in foreign territories. Then he came back to South Africa. And I go back to your arch rivals, Kaizer Chiefs. And there were speculation around him. Would he go to Kaizer Chiefs or not? Let's say nothing was going on with Chiefs for next season. What would your fatherly advice be to Obidzo when everybody was speculating around the possibility, the wish, the desire for the fans to see him coaching at Naturena?
I think it would have been a very good marriage, Robert, because Peter has got one advantage. He's a hard worker. Even when he was a player, he used to stay behind with me. We hit the place kicks, we shoot, and there's no goalkeeper. I used to stay behind, and he would stay behind. And he would work on the set pieces all the time with me. He's a hard worker. Even now, you can see he's a hard worker. Whatever his end as a coach, he's a hard worker. And I think it would have been a very, very good marriage, to be honest. You know, but...
missed opportunity, Jay?
Yeah, Baba.
Do you think it was a missed opportunity?
Yeah, I think so. He's high. He's coached at the highest level. You know, I think we should have been given a chance somewhere, Chiefs. I think we would have been a very, very good marriage. But we don't know what was happening behind the closed doors. Maybe the dollars were too high or too low. You never know. But I think it would have been a very, very successful marriage.
What's your response to that, Coach? Because there was that speculation.
Yeah, well, to be honest, we are closer to the Matahong's family, very close. And we talk and we meet, but we never touch this subject.
Mm.
And you and me can never know until you ask them. What is the situation? It was a very good... project, because you know, when I saw what happened in Bloemfontein with Bafana Bafana, I said, oh, football is still alive in South Africa. So I mean, I said, yeah, we can wake up a sleeping giant,
yeah,
like we did with Al Ahly in Saudi. Now we have Firmino, Mahrez, Mendy, Kessie.
Yeah,
you can go on. That was, it's not long, that was a season behind. No, just now.
Yeah.
And now the team is...
solid. Oh,
it's a billion. I don't know how many billions that team is worth now. So we could wake up a sleeping giant. We did that at SuperSport United. We did that at Sundowns also.
Yeah.
No signs, anything negative. But you were there. You knew where they were.
Yeah, 14th
on the lock.
Yeah,
and,
the bottom.
Yeah. And I think we left the jersey at a better place.
We'll come back to those and other issues. Doc Sono, he's going to be Doc. Yeah. He's going to be Doc Mosimane as well, man, on the 24th of July. You heard about that, my brother.
I was the first one to be told.
Oh, you were the first one to be told?
Yeah, you must remember, Pito, he hasn't got a father. And the only father he's got is me here in South Africa.
We had a breakfast and it was a little and go sako, let's just move. Ne pura pura yaku.
Hey, my right, if breakfast yako, any trouble, mama be, hey, ben a ma, ugutla goma arra, pupaga, timanji. Ay, let it to the ababa, Robert.
Well, Pranjay, you know what? We are so much better as a nation, as a country, for having you, knowing you, you being part of our journeys, respectively. And I think also for being part of our legend tonight, his journey, you know, putting in the forefront. And I think you'll be very, very proud on the 24th of just the culmination of the entire country recognizing him with that doctorate. But thank you. Thanks, Pranjay. Hope to see you soon, Bob.
Thank you, Robbie. Mdala, ushapwe.
Thanks so much, Brad J, joining us right here on hashtag MSW. It's Marawa Sports Worldwide, live on the YouTube channel, live on all the major social media platforms. Yo, guys, so many tributes that are coming through. If you joined us late, let me just remind you that we are live on the YouTube channel, as I mentioned, and we will even overstep the mark. We'll overstep the mark and head off into... overtime after 7 o'clock. So you can stick around on the YouTube channel when we do break away from the other radio stations as well. We'll catch the interview, continue with the interview live, so don't go anywhere.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.
Good evening, Darop, and good evening to Sapito, the great legend that you have there in the studio this night. Darop, I think the man is such a great Eagle who needs to go back to Saudi because he leads and others follow. Even North African space, he led and we are following. Thank you very much. This is Bera here from Vetborki.
Hi, good Bye. Evening, Mr. Merawa, and good evening to Coach Pizzo. Mr. Merawa, I'd like to say just to thank you both, because what you did was to show a sign of respect to us as audience. Because in this regard, we need you both. Thanks, David and Pargood.
Hi, Rob. This is Andrew from Roodepoort. Rob, what a powerful interview this is. I'm actually so happy that you and Coach Pizzo managed to come together and have this, what's going to be one of the best interview, I believe, for this year, Rob. And Rob, I know that Coach Pizzo is going to reflect about his career and many clubs that he has coached. But I'm more interested to what many people do not know about Coach Pizzo. His journey that started with Rockville Hungry Lions, Rob. Can the coach say a few things about how did his journey start with Rockville Hungry Lions, and which players were produced who went to play professionally that came through that club, Rob? And secondly, if he has to mention just, you know, best starting lineup of players that he has ever coached, Rob. Andrew from Roodepoort.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to Coach. As a Kaizer Chiefs supporter, I would have loved to have Coach Pizzo Mosimane as our coach, but all is not lost because we have one of the deadliest strikers in our under 13 Kaizer Chiefs team. I believe Uria Mosimane recently scored over 20 goals in a 5-day tournament. That boy must be protected, Coach. Because for me, when I watch him playing with Inganati Saliwa and making those combinations with Reabetswe Tiro and Ohlalele, they are a marvel to watch, a bunch of youngsters which I believe needs to be protected so that he can progress into the first team of Kaizer Chiefs. And I just want to find out from you, Coach, because all the time when you are watching these youngsters play, you are so calm and composed in an environment where parents can be destructive and make funny comments towards the referees or in that setup. And what is that message that you've got to parents who have kids who are playing in the development setup? Thank you so much, Tebogo.
This is 947.
So all I can tell you, though, as the party will be beginning in the next couple of seconds, is that what Tebogo talks about is so powerful. Because, Tebogo, you have no idea, in studio, as you mentioned, Ria Mosimane, and you mentioned the other players, Osaliwa, being part of a journey at under 13, I would imagine, Coach. And he says that Mosimane must be protected. Tell me more, because you were telling me about this tournament that's been happening.
Yeah, you know, in life, you can never know. You must always respect the people. You don't know who's watching. I mean, imagine if I was getting involved and trying to be Rhea's coach inside the Kaizer Chiefs team. I mean, I'm so happy that I stay the opposite, the other side, the furthest corner. And to watch. So, yeah, you know, I think Rhea he has put himself under pressure. He's top scorer Chiefs, he's top scorer in those tournaments. And he was MVP in basketball when all the teams were playing from Cape Town and everybody, and he was MVP in that team, in that competition. And we had to fight with him to say, to choose what he wants, because he's equally good in basketball. And he's got the height, he's big boy, he's taller than the other boys, you know. So I don't know with Rhea what's going to happen. And I've left him to coach Bamzi of Kaizer Chiefs. I've never even met him or spoken to him. And
so you want to keep that healthy distance?
Yes, yeah. I don't want him to be saying, to feel different or intimidated, because I don't want Rhea to be treated differently. Rhea must be on the bench if he has to be on the bench. Rhea must be subbed and whatever. So Rhea must do the right thing, must grow well in football without his father's involvement. So I'm far away from that. But he's scoring. He's scoring, and the boys is mentioning them, Tiro and Nganati. What a team.
Yeah.
That under 13 team of Kaizer Chiefs, wow, Robert, I'll coach it for free.
You'll coach it for free?
That team.
Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable team. It's unbelievable.
But what's their potential, though? I mean, what's Ria's potential in your eyes? You've traveled. You've done Greece. You've been around the world. Where would you want
to I look, he came to Egypt and he played with the Egyptians.
Mm.
And the guys who were watching the game from Dortmund, they spoke to me. They say, oh, he's got something.
Yeah.
Probably he must go to Dortmund for a trial. And you know the players that come out of Dortmund, from Dembele to Lewandowski to Mbappe to
Haaland. And then,
yeah. Go on. Yeah. You know, Gunda. Now there's one at Real Madrid, Bellingham. Yeah. You know, so anyway,
yeah.
So we don't want to, I don't want to. Okay, my dream is rare to go play there because I always, I'm a coach and I look at it different, you know. I can be a little bit shrewd, a little bit on Rhea, because I always want the best out of my players. So I always say, you can do better.
Mm.
And he avoids me also sometimes because he says, I know he's not happy. You know, he says, but you didn't see 4 goals. I said, yeah, but you could have scored another one. Look at that one and that one. You know, it's like you're ungrateful.
Yeah.
But I look at it as a coach. The mom does well with him than with me. You know, but anyway, so I think with time will tell until he plays with the big boys. I always told him, you must play with the big boys, with your under 13s at highest level. Then I will know that I think there is something. At the moment, you are doing well in local football. You should compete with the boys in Holland, in Dortmund. Then we can start talking. Until then, I'm not talking now.
I love that. The earlier one, Andrew from Roodepoort.
Yeah.
We touched on Hungry Lions from Erockville.
Oh,
I
yes.
think before Oupra Jay came on. But then there's the one where I saw your reaction. You were saying that for you, which is the best starting 11 of any of the players that you've been able to coach?
You know, there's this publication, sports publications that always like to do that with other players and other coaches. I mean, what am I going to say? Because I've coached players like Sibusiso, Ray Zuma.
Yeah.
I've coached Benny. Yeah. I've coached Pinar. I've coached Delron Buckley. I've coached those players, man. So I haven't so spoken about anybody at Mamelodi Sundowns. I've coached Yeye, Shaba, KG, Dikashwe, Sepo, Masilela, what a player. Anele Ngonga, Bongani Kumalo at center back. You remember how he scored the amazing goal against France, and Bennett Parker at his best. Mm. So I don't know. Kama, Kigen, Zungu, Bongani, Castro, the CBDs, Temba Zwane, Gekana. I mean, this is not the right space to say who is the best. From Kennedy to Alia Scoot, Kennedy Mwenge, Alia Scoot to Tabun Tete, Mr. Cool. Unbelievable center back. So, you know, surprise Muriri, Dominguez Pelembe.
Yeah.
You know, people talk about people who are playing half spaces now because Akere football is decorated now. But surprise and Pelembe, those are the guys who will get them, you'll get them at half spaces, and Kilampela. I mean, we can go on, guys.
Sure.
So whoever, I don't know.
So you can't have 11.
No.
You've already named over 22 players just from the top of your head.
No. You can't. And there's others I haven't mentioned, and probably when they are listening, they say, hey, coach, does the coach forgot who I am, you know?
But do you feel from the list that you haven't mentioned, do you believe, though, that there's a player in South Africa that probably did not get the kind of recognition that they deserve, did not get fair treatment, whether it's from the fans or from coaches or from the national team? Is there singularly one player that stands out? Yeah. Who would that be?
Tiko Modise.
Tiko. Why though? Tell me.
Tiko could have played overseas.
What stopped him?
Well, I don't know. He always tells his stories that he couldn't go because of what? Then I think at Pirates, maybe they were not ready to release him. What a player. I mean, I didn't mention Tico in my the lineup I mentioned,
but he sticks out now, you know?
Yeah. I mean, what a player. I've never seen a player like this. I ran after Tico for 2 years to give him a chance to play in the Premier League. And I'm humbled now to say, I saw the right thing. You know what I'm trying to say? Tapelo Morena, unbelievable.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I think T didn't get the chance that he was supposed to get. And it's very sad. I think Tico could have played in
Europe.
Where
would he have placed him? In Europe? Just in your mind's eye, where would he have
Liga. La Liga. He's not an English Premier League player. He's a La Liga player. That kind of a player.
All right, let me take Sia in Quebec. Sia, good evening.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to Dr. Seth Singles, Pizzo Musiman. That's what I called him when I was attending for him to go to the Kaizer Chiefs. I think you'll also know this on the voice note that I would send. But it's still a dream. Maybe it will happen after 3 or 4 years that Pizzo Musimane would come and coach the Kaizer Chiefs, because my dream is for him to give the Champions League to Kaizer Motaung. That's my dream. I don't know about his dream and Kaizer Motaung's dream, and I hope that dream happens. But I have a question for Coach Pizzo. Doesn't he feel disrespected that in Saudi is being called, you know, to go and save a team from relegation, or he's asked, you know, to promote a team, and then after that he gets fired when the team is number 5 and when the team now has money, you know, to buy your proper players? Doesn't he feel disrespected? Because for me, I feel that a coach like Coach Pizzo, who for me is the best coach in Africa, you can argue whatever you want, for me is the best coach, and I've said this many times, there's no coach currently who has won 3 Champions League, who has won a bronze medal in the World Cup, you know, 2 times, you know, a South African coach, an African coach. So for me, I think he should be coaching, you know, the best teams, whether in Saudi or whatever, but he should be coaching those teams. So he doesn't feel disrespected. Lastly, what are his dreams in the next, you know, 2 or 3 years? Thank you, Rob.
Sia, thank you so much indeed. That's Sia in Quebec, just saying that does the coach not feel disrespected as far as what's happened in the Saudi? Now, looking at time, boss, I've got a minute left until we have to break away. And as I said to you, if you joined us late, please don't see this as the end of the show. We will continue. We'll carry Sia's question on to the second segment. We'll push for another hour, guys. Coach says, you know what? He's here. He's got all the time for you. And thankfully, you know, the negotiations went very well. So you come first. We will continue with the interview. That's straight after the news and everything else that happens on the different stations that are listening to the show. But we're not going to miss out on any of these tributes. I see there is questions as well. Says that, hey, it's not true that we don't like you as Sundown supporters. I want to ask him. He'll tell me whether he wants to talk about this court case. You know, there's a case that sits in front of the South Gauteng High Court. There's issues about Sundowns and players. There's issues about other successes. So whatever it is, like I said, it's an open conversation, guys. So be a part of it. Don't go anywhere. It is top of the hour. Hashtag MSW. Conversation moves on to YouTube. Now, this was the Friday Legends on 947 at Rise FM, as well as Vuma FM with myself, Robert Marawa. Brought to you by Absa and Visa, worldwide partner of the Olympics, as well as the Paralympic Games.
Friday nights, always. This is how we do it. About our beloved legends. Pull up your chair. Let's chat legendary stuff. Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Oh, the story of a champion. The story of a champion continues right here on hashtag MSW. And a warm welcome to everybody that's catching us on the YouTube channel. Good to have you on board. Your journey begins right now. I see all the comments. Yeah. I think we got a bit of a shock, though, during that break when we saw what is happening on the YouTube channel. But guys, you know what? It's an absolute pleasure to have you listening. You can still call in. You can still use the number 011-883-8947. You can send us your WhatsApp voice notes on the usual number as well. Coach Pitso Msimane is here with us in studio. Before we move on, let me go to what Sia was talking about early on, about the disrespect from a Saudi perspective. What do you feel about that?
Well, Robert, you have to understand, I was sitting comfortably on a four-year contract. I was in the first year of with Mamelodi Sundowns. And winning a treble. And when the best team in the continent came knocking, in fact, the best team in the Middle East, when they came knocking, luckily it's like in Africa, it's like Real Madrid. You can't say no. And first, it's not about contract. It's I want to go to Real Madrid. It's the same with Nagelsmann when Bayern came. It's the same with Ancelotti. If people forget he was at Everton. Not very long, not now. And when Real Madrid called again, who says no? When Madrid calls Zidane, you come. Yeah. And by the way, when you go to those clubs, you're not going there. And when you win the league, they say, yeah, we just won it last year. They are calling for one thing. Are you gonna put us in international space? My mandate was win the league, win the Champions League, and go to the World Cup and bring a medal for Africa. So and by the way, we give you a 2-year contract. And I just left a 4-year contract. So 4 years, and really I was earning good money at Mamelodi Sundowns to leave the contract. I mean, you don't leave a contract like that. But I've worked for it for 8 years, you know. Yeah. So, yes, the Arabs gave me the space. And when you coach Al Ahly, Saudi knows you, Emirates knows you, Qatar knows you, because Al Ahly is the biggest club in the Middle East. So you get an opportunity to coach Al Ahly, and people did not understand why I left. But they don't know what's happening on the other side. And I don't blame them, because they don't know.
When you left Sundowns?
Yes, they don't know where I was going. I knew where I was going.
Yeah.
So people say, but how you leave Sundowns? So you just won the treble. Are you serious? And you just got a 4-year contract. But you can't say no to Al Ahly. I mean, I don't think there's any coach in the continent that when Al Ahly says, come in, coach Al Ahly, will say no. I don't care. I don't say. We can talk loyalty. We can talk all the good ways. Until Real Madrid knocks on your door. That's serious stuff.
So you leave everything. And you said it in your own admission. You're saying that you're earning good money. Sometimes not about money. It's about the prestige. It's about you coming through, taking over from Johan Neeskens when he was here. And the team was, like you said, all over the place, but I mean, on the wrong side of the of the table.
Yes, yes.
Issues of Pelembe, why he left and so on. But outside of that, you were creating something Sundowns had never seen before. How then do you make that decision, or when do you make that decision? Do you communicate it to somebody within the club itself to say, guys, listen, we've signed 4 years, but here's Al Ahly? I mean, describe that transition that made everybody confused in terms of how you left.
Yeah, the transition is a transition. Robert, a contract is a contract. Do you know coaches who have been sacked while they have a contract?
Plenty.
Okay. So a contract is when we divorce, we go to the paper. But at the end of the day, there's no contract that's going to leave, makes a coach stay or go. If they don't want you, you go. And teams do that every day, yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. But it looks different when the coach does it. But with my mentality, if it goes left, it can go right.
Was that 5-0 the main catalyst in terms of they had followed you?
The catalyst was beating Zamalek in the final with Mamelodi Sundowns, scoring 3-0 here at home. With you must know the rivalry between Al Ahly and Zamalek is Real Madrid Barca.
Yeah, it's massive.
Yeah, Man City, Man United is that rivalry. It's not the people sitting in one same stand, and can't sit in one stand with those people. The match will never start if you mix them. But anyway, to come back to this thing, it's a pity that we are where we are with Mamelodi Sundowns, and I hope this meeting that we have with you will also educate us further.
Yeah.
And we can have tea together. You know, I think they've given me an opportunity. Mm. I would never be where I am at the moment without an opportunity that Mamelodi Sundowns gave me.
Mm.
And I think they can also talk about how their team evolved, never mind in the local league, also at international level.
Mm. Mm.
Because we didn't know who Wydad was. We didn't know who's Al Ahly. Our people just woke up now. But because I am who I am, and I've been at Bafana, that gave me also an opportunity to play against Egypt.
So the profile was there already?
Yes, play against Egypt. I played against Shikabala, Abu Trika, Wild Goma. The Egyptian national team that traumatized Africa for entire 8 years. So, and Coach Shahata, I mean, really what a big coach. Yeah, and we still communicate even now. So those players were on the pitch. And that's when they started to see, we win here. Mm, Pella scored a goal, passed by Anele Ngonga. May his soul rest in peace. Yeah. So that has been coming. And also, I'm that guy. I'm very inquisitive.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, why are the Arabs so dominant in CAF football? What makes them? Why? Why are these people beating everybody? Yeah. We're talking now. Who won the CAF, the Champions League? It's Al Ahly. It's Arabs. Who won? Who is in the final now of Champions League? Zamalek.
Mm.
Who last year? Berkan.
Mm.
Year before last, Al Ahly, Berkan. I mean, we the whole history is these people. Otherwise, Esperance, Wydad, Esperance, Al Ahly, it rotates there. So I wanted to say, but why are these guys so good and dominant? What do we have to do? So me, I said, I'm going to challenge this status quo and know and find out. And we have ended where we are. Also in Saudi, I said, I want to go there. Where there's Mahrez, where there's Ronaldo, Sadio Mane, Koresko, Angelo Kante. They have pictures with Angelo Kante. We just beat them now. And he's bossing the midfield.
Euros right now.
Yeah, he's a player of the tournament. Koresko with with Kevin De Bruyne and all that. It's unbelievable. It's a place. It's not all about. It's about plotting and fighting against those players and those teams. And for me, it's about that. It's about now. It's not about. I'm 60 years, guys. My main thing is PMSS, Bizomusimane Soccer Schools.
Yeah.
So I mean, Robert, it's easy for me to come, but the Kaizer Chiefs one, I must tell you, was a project that I said, but why is the stadium empty?
But were you keen, though?
Yes.
As Pizzo.
Yes.
There was a vacancy. I mean, we're not saying we're disrespecting Kevin Johnson. He was always a stand-in coach. Yes, he was always going to go back to the academy. But was there some excitement in you to say, guys, I am here. I am available. I can take this job.
Yes, there was excitement for me to come to Mamelodi Sundowns, because Mamelodi Sundowns had Tiko, surprised me really, Dominguez Pelembe, Katlego Mpela. I said, what? Oh, this team hasn't won a trophy in the last 6 years, not even a Nedbank or an MTN. I said, that's not possible. That team. So that was the fire that comes, that's in your belly, that's coming. And what is the same thing with Kaizer Chiefs? I mean, I just was now 3 years back, I was with Kaizer Chiefs in the Champions League final. I mean, Robert, I mean, how bad can it be? Now, in the CAF Champions League final. Now, everybody qualifies to go to the World Cup. And you know, I went to the World Cup 3 times. I had to win the Champions League. You don't go because of, you know, but now everybody goes. You don't have to win nothing. And you have a billion rand. Billion rand to go to the World Cup. So probably, I don't know. I think there's a billion rand there to for Kaizer Chiefs to go for that. And that's an opportunity to fill the 80,000 stadium.
The AFL tournament.
AFL tournament. Yeah. I mean, really. Even Yanga plays in the semi-final. Yanga, Kaizer Chiefs will beat Yanga any day, any time of the day. No, I mean, let's be honest.
Traditionally, the Kaizer Chiefs that was winning within the Baxter and pre-Baxter era.
Kaizer Chiefs beat Wydad.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
But they removed How can the they coach beat?
Yeah,
the
but I mean, sorry, so, Robert.
But technically, I hear you. And I always say, and I speak to Coach Gavin Hunt, I mean, he's obviously got his feelings about how things
sad,
ended.
Sad, I know.
And you know, just like you were within SAA Super 8, you guys were like trophy hunters. You won trophies and then to be ditched when you've taken a team where they've never been before.
Yeah, sad for Hunty because it was his chance to endorse his name in Champions League. He earned it. But I don't want to be too negative. Why that and that? I mean, people know. People have done those decisions. Mm. I mean, Auntie can say the same thing. You promoted Al Ahly, and when they brought Mahrez and Mendy and then you will not go also. I mean,
but are there like unresolved issues? We look at things like trophy presentations, medal handovers, and you're always going to be up on the podium. And if it's a CAF tournament, you have to go face-to-face with the former president of Sundowns. As observers, do we say president of the club, former coach of the club, are they personal issues? Are they work-related issues? How do you describe it, coach?
Yeah, I'll say one thing only. I don't want to talk about the case because people think I went to court to brought no Sundowns brought me to court. Sundowns brought me and my family to court. So people look at it like I brought them to court. I never brought anybody to court. I'm called to court. And what am I gonna do? I have to protect my family at this point in time. So but to cut the long story short, I wish it was handled differently. You know, and when I look back, I said, come, we come a long way. This is what I'm doing with you. I said, come on, man, let's move on. But I can't control the other side. I wish one day I'll go have tea there and sit with Rulani and have a tea with him, you know, because I worked with them, man. I brought them to Sundowns. Mangoba, I brought them to Sundowns. And to have a joke and laugh, to say, hey, guys, but you know what? I left, but you know what? When I left, I left with Salulile, I left with Grant Kakana, Madiba, I signed those players. You know, then we can have a like laugh and joke about it. Says, well done, guys, you've kept it. And I think even they play even better than the way I had. But you must also understand, I had a different team. And this was a revolution. Signed 8 players. This boy from Black Leopards, people talk about him right back. Long time. All those stories were long done. Long done. And they know. And I say it live on radio.
And I'm glad you say that, coach, because it's also part of the honesty that we mentioned earlier, that when you look at a team that almost is not only the bedrock of Mamelodi Sundowns, but of the national team that goes and gets a bronze medal at an Africa Cup of Nations with predominantly players from where?
Ask Madiba and the youngster in the midfield. What's his name? Makweda.
Yeah.
We were all together in one hotel. Yeah. Now the stories can come. In one hotel in Sandton here during the lockdown. We were on the same hotel. Same hotel. What does that mean? You can't leave sheep with a hyena around And these are the boys. I said, it's done.
Mm.
You go in there, it's done. We can't put these youngsters with me. And I show them the 3 trophies. What do you think they will do?
Yeah.
They won the trophies and they came to the right place. The same way I spoke about Coach Rulan, he knows. When he left Pirates and he left Chippa, when I brought the name, it was a revolution. The whole office was like, you are not bringing him back. He's a traitor.
Wow.
He is not coming here.
When he did the Pirates and then Sundowns.
And Chippa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Short stay. Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody says, you see, look what happened to Chippa. Look what the Pirates. He's not good. I said, he is the one.
Do you believe he's still the one moving forward?
History says it.
Yeah.
When I got him from the under-19 of Sundowns, I didn't bring him from MDC. Brought him from under-19.
Mm.
Everybody says, no, come on, man. You can get another assistant, the better assistant. I said, that one. I watched his training sessions. I watched the way he commanded it. And I said, wow, you know what? We can never, ever suppress that. That's the best thing ever. I made an interview. I said, he's going to be better than me. And I think he's better than me. Okay.
You say Rulani is better than you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
But do you think he gets the respect in South Africa that he deserves? I mean, you know, the season ended. They broke records. They surpassed some of yours. Gets coach of the season. And it's almost like nothing happened.
Look, I think Ancelotti will say to you, Pep is better than him. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
It's a new school and everything. Yeah, but Ancelotti's got 6 Champions League trophies, remember? So Pep's got one.
There's still a journey.
There's still a journey.
Yeah.
So Rulan is yet to win his Champions League. He will win it. And he will go to the World Cup. He'll get the bronze medal.
Mm.
Bronze medal, you are the 3rd best in the world, best team in the world. I mean, seriously?
Mm.
So we must give him time. He will do that, and he will get that. For me, what's my satisfaction? What if I was wrong with those players? What if I was wrong with Rulani? What if I was wrong with Mangova?
Do you think you'd have been sacrificed, though? I mean, yeah, but crucified in a lot of ways.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Your head is on the block.
But the... Again, in the back of my mind, something says we didn't summarize it properly. You said you wouldn't mind, number one, having tea and sitting down with Rulani, having a conversation. But also from with the court case, and we're not going to get into that. There is sub judice.
Yeah.
It's currently underway at the South Gauteng High Court.
Yeah.
But would you want that level of communication with the president of the club?
Robert, there's only one person who makes a decision in Sundowns. You know, I know.
Yeah.
Nobody else. You know. It's the owner of the club.
And for the court case to continue, I think that's what shocked all of us.
Well, I'm sitting here, I'm live on radio.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it should not go that way. And it should not be even proceeding to go that way.
Mm.
But what am I going to do? Because if I don't protect my family. So we don't need that, man. We should be having tea and coffee. We should be talking about how they could do, how the route. I mean, I know the Gulf. I know Middle East.
Yes.
We should be talking, man. We should be planning. We should be going one direction and trying to defeat this monster. They nearly defeated the monster with Champions League. They can do it, man.
Mm.
It is, in fact, it's a question of when. It's a question of time. They will win it.
Can we help in facilitating that conversation? Is that something you would be prepared?
I would really be prepared to. I'm happy to have tea and talk. Tomorrow, yesterday. Because, as I said, reconciliation is the best for everybody. I mean, Robert, I played for that team when it was on transition from Dr. Itsweng Judge Moseneke. Mm. People don't know. Before Zola got it. When Zola got it, I was there. I was there when it moved from Zola to Standard Bank.
Yes.
I was there. Mm. I was there when it moved from Standard Bank to the Crocs, because the Crocs, the
AB fam,
they bought it from Standard Bank. And I was there when it moved from the Crocs to the Chiklas.
Yeah.
I was there. And I was there when the current ownership of Motsepe family is there. I've won a jersey of Sundowns which didn't even have a logo, or whether it's an Adidas, or I wore that jersey. The only person I wore that jersey with was Trot Moloto. So I won the Diadora. I won the Disprin.
I remember the Disprin.
I was wearing those jerseys, man. So this is my team. When I say my team, I've been there for many, many, many years. And I always said it when at Lurkop, because of my mentality, you know me.
Yeah.
When people speak, I said, only one person can speak is Bra Alex, who passed on,
sure,
and Trot. I said, the rest of you, any department, anybody, please, if you don't speak to Bra Trot and Bra Alex, you speak to me. If after that, nobody should speak.
In conversation with Pizzo Msiman, he's my guest here tonight on the extended version of hashtag MSW. I see people are going absolutely nowhere on the YouTube channel. In fact, they are increasing. The population's getting bigger and bigger. We love that. It's that type of chat that I think you are part of, and which you can send the messages and which you can be extremely honest. One thing we're not going to give you today is sweet talk. Not when the nation has been asking so many different questions without getting any answers. So I know, Beggy, I think you're in Saudi Arabia, my friend. I apologize for making you hold on for so long. But welcome to the show. I hope you can hear us loud and clear. You wanted to chat to the coach. You would have been working, obviously, close to where you are in Saudi Arabia.
Yes, sir. I would like to pass my greetings to him.
It's a biggie.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, you'll need to switch off the audio there in the background because of the delay, Biggie. Just listen to me directly on your phone. Otherwise, it will throw off the conversation a little bit. But yeah, coaches, I'm here. Go ahead. Welcome.
Okay, good evening, Bra Rob. Good evening to Mr. Genial himself. I'm Biggie here in Saudi Arabia, in Abba. I'm sure you'll remember me very well. It's myself and some and 8 other South Africans who are residing this site. And then since we met you, whenever you had games, you will give us. Am I still online?
Yeah, you're live. We're listening to you. The whole nation, the whole continent's listening.
Okay, awesome, man. Yeah, whenever you have games, you will give us match tickets. Whether it's at night, 11 p.m. or 1 a.m. in the morning, you will give us tickets and then we'll come. We'll be shouting there behind. Unfortunately, we didn't bring our vuvuzelas with. I'm sure you would have heard us loud and clear if we had. Yeah, I just want to pass a message, man, from myself together with my crew here, that we are very grateful for the opportunity that you gave us. We met some of the biggest stars in the world that I never thought that I would ever have an opportunity to meet. We met them through you, sir. We are very grateful. We love you, sir, and we miss you so much.
I love you, Peggy. This is a crew of South Africans who were just on the dugout. They used to be on my top left.
Yeah. that's bad. But how did that embrace feel? Because you can hear from Biggie. I mean, there's so much pride that he has.
Yeah, but we are, patriotic.
Yeah. All right, is Sbusiso in KZN still there? Sbusiso, good evening.
Okay, thanks.
Sbu.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, man. You're live. Welcome.
Yes, thanks. Oh, thanks, Rob. How are you?
I'm good. Coach Pizzo's here. Go ahead.
Hello, Coach. How are you?
Hey, now, Sbu. Go for it, brother. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Coach, I just wanted to ask you just one thing, Coach. In terms of your life, and because you are a coach, so meaning you're a father to a lot of people, what are the principles or what is that goal that really you live by? What are those things that you look at and then they give you the motivation to wake up the next day?
Ah, beautiful, beautiful question.
Yeah,
thanks, Boo.
I don't know. I'm not a motivational speaker, but I'll try my best. I think I'm lucky to do what I love. It's football, and I left varsity to do football. So I'm doing what I love, and I wake up anytime, any day to do it. I don't complain. In fact, I'm happy to do it. So I'm a very lucky person because some people are doing work that they don't like, but they have to pay the bills, you have to understand. So I'm lucky to do. So you must follow your heart and do what you love most, but you could, whatever you choose, you must do it to your best of abilities. No excuse.
It's an interesting relationship. I don't know how you would describe it, that you have or had with A. Gavin Hunt, for example, because people thought, oh, the one taking over, there's a professional jealousy.
No.
But then everything played out differently in front of all of us. And even on social media, it will play out. There will be congratulations from one to the other. If there's an achievement on the other one gives the achievement and congratulations back. Describe for us, because the public had a completely different opinion.
No. When the minute you know that the cake is too big for us to cut, and we know, that's the minute the gloves are off. When you're thinking somebody's looking for your job, Hunty came to SuperSport United. I came second three times. The guy won the league three times in a row. So what are you jealous of? And Hunty will say, okay, I got the team where it was. I just had to move it one step up. So there's no jealousy. Look at his, just listen to his humility. So, and you cannot stop a good man. Hunty is a top coach. People can say what they want to say. If you have played against Hunty, you know he's a top coach. You would go to Friday night at Vets and you know you're winning.
Mill Park.
Oh. You are Pirates, you are Sundowns, you Chiefs. You say, I am winning. You'll never win. You lose. You know how many times I've lost there? A lot of times.
Yeah.
And that's Hunty for you. Look what he did with SuperSport United. He took Kaizer Chiefs to the semifinals of the Champions League.
I was going
to
ask you, though, the success that he had, and I even go back to Seven Stars, Coach, because Hunty's record at about 77 games unbeaten at Seven Stars at a lower division. Black Leopards.
Yeah.
Put them in the top eight.
Yes.
For the one and only time.
Yes.
They never did.
Newly promoted Black Leopards.
They newly promoted. Morocco Swallows, he won the Absa Cup.
Yes.
With them. When they were not winning anything. In between, he was flying to the UK, getting his coaching badges. Father Mposha was there doing the rest. And I'm likening that to your journey as well. Why would a coach like that, with that pedigree, then not do well at Kaizer Chiefs?
Well, I don't know why he didn't do well at Kaizer Chiefs, but when you appoint Hunt, you must know what kind of coach you're appointing. You must know his playing system, his mentality, his methodology and everything. And that is why I always say, why teams say they are taking CVs for a coach who's coming? I mean, so you appoint him, if this one is good on CV, so you're taking him. Is it the kind of coach you want? What kind of coach do you want? You must know your coach. Because if you don't know who's your coach, you cannot be surprised if it doesn't work out. So Hunty is that kind of a coach that plays in this way and in that way. And all Hunty's interested is winning the match. So that's it. So if you need anything else, then don't appoint Hunty. If you ask me if I had the edge and whatever of owning a football club, Hunty will be my coach. Because I know he won't relegate the club.
It'll stay afloat.
Yes, and
he'll win.
And he will win against the big clubs. So and you must allow him to play his way.
Yeah.
His methodology, his And he's a bubbly guy. He says whatever he wants also. He's from the same school as mine.
I was going to say, you guys are almost like twins, man.
Hi, this is Gavin Hunt. Just for Pizzo, I hear he's in the studio there tonight. He's been doing a lot of media work. Maybe she could back on the training ground, but I'm sure another opportunity will come. I just want to say, Pizzo, I'm really proud of your achievements over the last few years. It's been brilliant what you've done. It takes a big man to go up there north of Africa and work in those conditions. I know if anybody, and I've experienced them playing against that Al Ahly and those teams in Egypt, and that they're tough to handle and really tough people. And the way you handled it was magnificent. And to win the Champions League like you did, really proud of your achievements. And it's really, I just wish you well in the future. And, you know, you've branched out and taken the opportunity with both hands and been in Saudi Arabia. And I agree with your statements, what you've said about what's, you know, to win another 5 championships here in the DStv doesn't prove, and that's what we've got to do. We've got to try and get people like yourself and you sort of being the Pied Piper and leading us. And maybe a few other, you know, some of our other coaches can get opportunities to go into these situations and show our worth. I think there's a lot of good coaches in South Africa, younger ones coming up now even, that are, you know, I think a great future and bright futures. And as I said again, I'm really, really proud of your achievements and well done, and hope to see you soon. And you've got a lovely family, and keep it going and look after your family. And I'm sure you've still got a lot more to give to South African football. So well done. Hope to see you soon, my man. Cheers, bud. Bye.
Legend.
Sure.
Legend.
That's from the heart.
Legend. It's like I was listening to this before I said what I want to say.
And he had no idea, because the minute he knew that you were coming through, he put up his hand and he said, I need to send a voice note in tribute to you.
The guy won 4 Premier Soccer League titles. Excuse me, guys. I don't want to talk about a Nedbank or those things are
the league.
Yeah, you can always win those. You have to play 4 games, you win the cup.
And Bidvest in a history of 99 years, nothing, and he gets it. And
football has changed. And maybe I should ask you guys or your listeners,
yeah,
what happened? Because I knew to go to Tembisa,
Makulong,
you'll never come back.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happened?
This is what's happened, coach. Do you know who Highlands Park are now that used to be? Do you know now who Royal AM are that used to be Bloom Celtic? Do you know any of those? I'm talking about acquisition. Just yesterday.
Mm.
You know what happened. Yeah, Marumo Gallants and Swallows and the takeover.
Yeah.
What is your take on that? And what does it do to football? And I said it to the listeners. I said, for me, takeovers are okay. We see them at Man United, Man City. We see them at PSG. But the culture stays. You don't buy and take away and you move and you shift and you change all of those dynamics and you lose the history of those clubs.
That's the biggest problem.
But we are doing that every single time.
That's the biggest problem. Now, Sheffield Wednesday is Norwich. They're not in the radar.
Yeah.
They're still there. Hmm. Go to the community. You'll find them. You'll soon see them popping up in the Premier League. And then you think they build a new stadium? No, it's been there. Mm. So that is the challenge we to move clubs. So I don't know who must take the decisions that clubs should never be moved, because sometimes suddenly I'm a good businessman, and okay, you got lucky or you worked well or whatever.
Mm.
You found the money, you buy a club. I mean. But there's nothing wrong to buy the club.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. You can't take Bloemfontein Celtic away. I mean, look what happened against for Bafana to play there.
Oh. But now, Marumo takes Swallows, and they're taking him to Bloemfontein as what? It's great for the people of Bloem, but all I'm saying again, coach, in answering your question that you threw to the listener and to the viewer is, how can we rescue football?
There's many things that needs to be done, and one of the things is what you just spoke about.
Yeah.
You can't take a team from Putadichaba Stadium, and it's no longer there.
Mm.
To go there, it's a nightmare. There's no airport there, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
To go there, it's a nightmare, and sometimes in these times, can be extremely cold, extremely hot. Free State Stars is very difficult. And I think Free State Stars okay, maybe it was a good thing to go to Bethlehem because it's a better town. But when you had to go to Tlatwa, we hated to go to Tlatwa. Nobody wants to go to Tlatwa. It's like, ask anybody, does he want to go to Newcastle? Nobody wants to go to the north because you don't know what's going to happen there. You know, so some of the things are like that in football, and they must stay like that. There's a team in Egypt called Mahalla.
Yeah.
Nobody goes there and win. We all know. Zamalek, Al-Ahly, Pyramids, you're going to drop points in Mahalla.
Sure.
Yeah. We all know.
So it's like a Stoke City of some sort back in the days.
Where there is Stoke, there's always fire.
Oh, man, so many tributes, guys.
Good evening, my brother, Robert Marawa. My name is Kalusha, former captain of the Chipolo Polo. I would also want to comment a few words on Coach Pito Motsamani's outstanding journey. It has been a remarkable journey, representing South Africa and Africa on the global stage, and it is commendable. Coach Pito has showcased a captivating brand of football that has inspired both young players and fans. If you look at Sundowns and Ali, and leading his teams to victory and success. Coach Pito's dedication to self-improvement is evident through his extensive knowledge of the African, Middle Eastern, European, and South American football. Today, Coach Pito stands out as a world-class coach and is a yardstick and sets a high standard for aspiring African coaches. Here's to your ongoing success in the future, Coach Pito. God bless. Thank you so much.
Sure. Kalusha Boalia, thank you very much, Captain.
King Kalu.
Yo.
The Sablata, I think he used to call him the professor. The one who played, coached, and ran the Football Federation. Unbelievable. The only Champions League Cup of Nations that Zambia has won is King Kalu with Kennedy, with the brothers, what do you call those brothers from Zambia? They used to play for Chomo Cosmos also.
Naboka Tongo.
Ah, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, big history. This guy, you go to Mexico, they know Kalu. You go to Holland, they know Kalu.
Yeah.
You go to Belgium, they know Kalu. What a legend. Left foot. In Egypt, My president of Al-Ahly,
yeah.
Captain Bibo, was a legend. It's like a Doc Kumalo, big yeah. legend of Al-Ahly. He said, hey, Kalu is a good player. Kalu is a big player.
International player, and one that I always say, you know what, may their souls rest in peace. Those that perished on board that flight. And God has his ways of how Kalusha survived and did not board that flight. We would not have had a leader. Maybe they wouldn't have had the AFCON. Maybe he wouldn't have gone on to wear the jacket for CAF, wouldn't have gone on to do the work that he does with FIFA. So I'm humbled. The guy that I went after I was fired there at Supersport, 2019 in May, I was supposed to do an event, Coach, and come back to SA. Kalusha said, no, why do you want to go back? Stay with us. Him, Amy, the wife. And he was just a pure African brother who said, explore, come with us, come to the games, etc., etc. I honor the existence of MSW to King Kalu and Amy because they said, start your own thing, start your own project. And that is where we got to where we are today. Went to all the games.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. What a personality, humble guy.
Yeah.
A top football player of it.
Sure. We saw that. We saw that. Okay, we're going to take a little mini break. Not that we're going to take a break here. He'll just miss out on some of the tributes that are coming through a little bit here. Coach Pito Motsamane, I see you on the YouTube channel. And in fact, let me just quickly address those because those are easier to deal with right now. But I'll play some of the tributes. There's lots of voice notes that have come through here. Mike was saying that much respect to Coach Pito. I wish that he can come and coach Bafana Bafana again. All the best and thanks to him. Lesejo says, coach's favorite or the best formation to use the tactics and also PSL. This is from Press says, PSL have got to change the rules of buying clubs and statuses. I think that is what we fully agreed to. Bonolo says Pizzo deserves to have a statue. Hey, I say statues, I say anything. You know, when you're giving praise and honor to someone like we are giving praise and honor to somebody by allowing them and allowing us to give him his due flowers while he's still alive. And that's the main thing, is doing it while he's still alive. And I see a lot of you. I see the love on the channel. Zednelo Zulu Makeba says, love Coach Pizzo. His interviews are very honest and they're very candid. Tattoo 3 was like talking about your recruitment of Rulani to Sundowns is akin to a biblical Samuel anointing the young and the naive shepherd called David against dad Jesse. It's better judgment. Again, I say to you that it is the honesty that you're bringing onto the platform here today that I so much respect. So keep those messages coming through. I'll flip through them as the show goes on. We've had Kalusha Bali, we've had Gavin Hunt. I'll skip that one quickly because I want Coach to have his headphones on so that he can listen. It's a journey of catching up. It's also a journey of saying thank you to him. And that's why the special tribute here tonight.
Good evening, Coach Pizzo. I just want to say thank you for every single thing that you've done for me in my life. The thing that stands out the most for me is the fact that you were a father to me before you were a coach. You took care of me as a person. I remembered when I came, you made me feel like I was like one of your own kids. And then in the same time, you made me to become a better footballer. And for that, I will always be grateful and thankful for what you've done for me. And not just for me, but for Adelaide, my wife, and my kids, Chloe, Aiden, and Ryan. I remember the first time we met in Cape Town, you invited me to come and have lunch with you with my girlfriend, now my wife, and that was back in 2003. So yeah, Coach, I love you and thank you for everything that you've done for me. I really do appreciate it. It's Ricardo Katzer, your ex-captain and your son.
Man, Ricardo Katzer. It says your ex-captain, but the main thing, it says your son.
Yeah. What a story with Ricardo.
Yeah.
Ricardo, to me, he was my captain at SuperSport United. I got him from Hellenic. And I signed his autobiography, same as Dane Clate.
Yeah.
I signed the autobiographies. And these are the boys who went on with Hunt to win the titles. Mm. Unbelievable player that I didn't mention on my list. You see,
they're popping up. It's an impossible
They're
list.
Popping up. And I didn't mention Dentley also.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? But anyway, what a human being. His story is unbelievable story.
Yeah.
From the Cape Flats, being involved in everything that you know is happening with the Cape Flats, was on the streets. Mm. He changed his life after his friend passed on, was shot. Mm. In that space. Since that day, he turned to football and he gave, Ricardo's like a priest also.
Very spiritual.
Yeah, very spiritual and all that. And look what has happened to him. Oh, by the way, I spent, I think, Christmas Day with him. He came at my house with the family. I couldn't believe the go. But it's a family thing. I was with Dane Clate and his children now.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. You know, you don't want to be remembered of the trophies you won. You know, it's like certificates. Mm. People post the certificates of degree in the walls and all that. Mm. Okay, fine. We have achieved that. You've done well and well done. What have you done with that certificate to help yourself, to help other people, to influence the community now? You have the certificate. So I don't want to be remembered as a coach who won the cup. I want to be remembered like the way Ricardo speaks, the way Carlos speaks, the way Brajay speaks, the way Hunter speaks. We don't talk about how many trophies you won. That's part of, that's a job, by the way. You're supposed to do that.
Sure. Let me take calls, guys. Pizzo Msimane, our guest. I know, hey, we could talk the whole night, but we also got to let the man go pretty soon. Simpiwe Sba, I'm coming to you now. Simpiwe is in Tembisa. Good evening, Simpiwe. I'm going to ask you to switch off, guys, as you come on. Just switch off the YouTube channel feed so that there is no delay. Simpiwe, good evening.
Good evening, Samara, and good evening to Dr. Coach Pizzo Msimane. Thank you so much. I can't believe I'm hearing this. I just want to ask the coach. I remember they played Vets, and there's a player, Wayne Arendt. There were talks that he was played illegibly, and then there were points that were supposed to be deducted, and Pirates and Sundowns were actually going head-to-head for the league. And Coach Pizzo kept on saying, let the league go where it's supposed to go. And indeed, there were points that were supposed to be deducted by the PSL disciplinary committee and stuff like that, but the points were not deducted. I think maybe it's because he kept on saying, let the league go where it's supposed to go. So I just want to ask the coach, was that intentional, if he still remember that incident? Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Simpiwe X, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I remember because there was like mishmash and the player comes down and he went back up into the grandstand. So he was saying that, were you throwing it back to the league?
Well, I don't know. I think maybe it's us from the old school. Ante also does the same, to be honest.
Yeah.
He plays on your ear a lot.
Mm.
And yeah, sometimes it works and sometimes you have to. Sometimes you need to throw something up there and you know that you don't genuinely mean it, but you throw it up. It's mind games also. Boxers do it. You know, Muhammad Ali would play it all the time on your ear.
Mm. So the final outcome, what did you make of it?
Yeah, to be honest, yeah, I felt, why do we wait for the last second game and then we speak about it? I'm not saying it is true that Wayne Arendt was in the stand and, you know, as we warm up, one of our players broke down. And we broke the rules by bringing him in. But the thing is, I spoke to the referee, I spoke to the match commissioner. Am I allowed to do that? They say, yes, because the match has not started. And then I said, okay, I will do it. And they agreed that they gave us a permission. But, you know, they say ignorance to the law doesn't mean that. Can you say to a police guy, can I pass the red robot? And then he says, yes, then you're going to pass it, you know.
Nah.
So I agree that it was wrong. But at the end of the day, it happened. We won the league, not because of Wayne Arendt's saga. We won the league because we won the games.
Mm.
And if it is a case, in South Africa, I don't know now, they do. Before, even the playoffs, in the first division and all that, there are cases. At the end. Why at the end? What are the rules?
Because so why they're waiting to see what's happening.
So probably you should say, if you want to state your case, four days, 3 days, or 24 hours, if you haven't stated your case, there's no case.
You move on.
Yes.
Okay.
So there was no case. And by the way, nobody protested.
Mm. Okay. Let me go to Khayelitsha. We've got Usba. Sba, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. How are you, Rob?
I'm strong, man. Welcome. Coach is here. You've got a very important question to ask him.
Yes, Rob, I'm very good at my coach Pizzo. And every day, even though the language, commentary in the back. Like, my question is, Mr. Rob, ever since he had been around, straight to Egypt, where he was coaching, he called imisebenzi la ifumanayo as a project, and xa uye projectini ke you go along with your trusted soldier. He had called Mr. Kevin Johnson to assist him. Well, I'm not sure what happened because he left eventually. And then I'm curious to know whether, is there any other coach that he sees here in South Africa that he could take along in whichever project that he might have? Because I feel in that young age, at least, man, especially with upcoming coach like Fadlu David that are still up and coming, and ababonakala into bayifuna le nto ye coaching. Is there any chance, if it happens, that he goes back to Saudi there to call as up-and-coming coaches, especially those that seemingly they are the future of the country, to go with him so that he can learn something from him.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Rob.
But thank you very much indeed, Coach.
Yeah, if you look at Zimbabwe, he's got Fatlu Davis. They're in Morocco, they just won the title.
Yeah.
And they've got
the final.
And I've got the analyst who was working also with them at Pirates. So we import, we take along the coaches, because South African coach can do well. Mm-hmm. You cannot tell me that Robert Marawa can never ever handle a station, radio station of ESPN, a radio station of mm-hmm. BBC or Sky News. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. come on. Really.
Bless, Baba. Thank
no,
you.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just that it's another space, Rob, and yeah. you can't fix the world. And as much as you can do whatever you do, until somebody believes in you and give you a chance. Look at Our Lady Jules.
Julia Stewart, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she came under your wing.
Yeah.
So if
Melissa Reddy,
if they can do it, mm-hmm. why can't the master not do it?
Yeah.
But what can you do? It's life, is the situation, and I just believe that the doctor in South Africa has studied the same human body as the doctor in England, and he can cure that body. So some industries are very difficult to open, and you never know one day. So I have Fatlu's brother Meyer Davis. He's with me. So I've got my South African crew with me.
We also got a message here from Timothy Batabaire. He says, Pietso Msimane brought us all Uganda players here. He says he brought Onyango, myself, Postnet, Omoni, and he developed Ugandan football.
Unbelievable. Sometimes I don't like to talk about these things. But, as you say, maybe one day we will write a book, or one day we will have a documentary. Even the one who's playing for Chipa, with a Ugandan goalkeeper playing. We also gave him an opportunity to come and play. So I used to raid Zimbabwe from Kamabilia to Malajila, just mentioned Method Mwanjali, Kuda Mahashi, you know, but you know what? I used to do my preseason there. And when I go there, I want to play against Nyanga, all these top three teams in Zambia. And Zambia in Zimbabwe, I only play Caps United, mm-hmm. Highlanders, and the team of Peter Ndlovu, the one in Bulawayo, but he is in Nyamangengan. Highlanders.
Yes,
so I always play those three things, but people don't know why, because there's talent in Zimbabwe. What happened to Zimbabwe now? We don't have players in Zimbabwe. What happened in Zambia? I mean, all the top players.
The days of even Benjamin Konjera.
Yep.
Those are the guys who are giving Bafana 4-0 back in those days.
But if I'm a team in the Premier League and I'm not that one of the biggest teams, that's where I'm going to do my preseason and play those three teams.
Strategically.
You will come with top two that you will sell to Sundowns, Pirates and Chiefs.
There are a couple of people that mean a lot to you and you mean a lot to them. I'm not going to say much.
Hello, Robert Marawa. Ke ana khoza o buang. Ne ke batla go bolela ka Pitso Mosimane. Nna ke mangwane wa Pitso. Pitso ke ngwana o swaka, le Pitso ke ana ne. Pitso o kholetse ko Kagiso. Go tloga mo batho thaba ya ko Senawane. E ne le ngwana o na rata bolo. O no nkeke wa motlhoka mo bolong Pitso. And gone yanong Pitso e se e le motho o mogolo. O ile a thusa le Mamelodi Sundown e le gore Mamelodi Sundown e ne se e beta mo bolong. Itse ga banka Pitso a lo coacha Sundown. Sundown ke ga e pick up-a e ba sharp until now. Ha Pitso a tsamaye a ye ko Mose ha na le coacha ko teng. A boya and then a bitswa somewhere gape. A ya lo coacha ko. Go go khutla gagae. pitso sebetse o a o etsang ke msebetse o montle gampe o kila tshamikela o kila ya le ko Greece a lo tshamika bolo ko teng nna ntsa tlholang tsa mfounela ke nako ke sapane ke sebetsa a mpolelela gore go yang ko Greece ba right a gona niks e wrong o ngwana o rata pi o rata bolo ke mo kopela mahlohonolo fela a mangata ka re modimo a ka mo thusa mo fe maatla mo mosebetsing o wa gage o a o etsang go nna neng wa go coacha.
Oh man,
mam ngwana.
Oh jo,
she's my sister to my mother. Unbelievable.
But there's love there.
Family.
There's love.
Yeah, this is every I think on the 26th we have a date, 26th December.
Yeah.
This is the day for everybody. Uphuma zonke izinto inkulumo, we even reconcile and everything.
You hug.
Ungakhohlwa wena ukuthi ngeke ngakuthengelani. Uzakhula.
Those are the conversations, coach, that are humbling you.
Yes, of course.
It's they humble you.
It's family, man. Yeah. We spend together, we fight, and we hug each other. And
because you pizza msibane to the world, to them, you are.
You tengela mastok sweets.
Exactly. They'll remind you that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man. As I said, guys, Osana Khoza, thank you very, very much indeed. I love that. You know, sometimes, guys, family is the best.
Good evening, Rob. Evening, Coach Pizzo. I hope you're all good. Rob, it's absolutely a big day for Coach Pizzo. And I wanted to be part of that big day, to celebrate that day with him. My coach, I couldn't make it at FNB for the celebration of your achievement. Well done with your achievements. You deserve them, my coach. You have absolutely been honest to the game. You have been dedicated to the game. You played the game to the highest standard. You have studied the game. So you deserve everything that is happening right now to you, my coach. Of course, with the prayers of your family as well, you have done well, my coach. I remember 1996 when I was playing for Jomo Cosmos and we were playing against Sundowns. I didn't know who Coach Pizzo was that time. But then I had an opportunity to play against you. I was only 16 years old. Fast-tracking you now becoming my coach. We're playing against Zambia. In Zambia, I scored a winning goal. You went to Netherlands to do your coaching badges. I get to the camp and I'm worried, Rob, where's Coach Pizzo now? Okay, Carlos Pereira was the coach then. And he told us that Coach Pizzo went to Netherlands to do his coaching badges. And immediately, when I got to my room, I called Coach Pizzo just to wish him luck. Fast tracking, I'm sitting there. I'm the captain for the coach again. So all I'm saying is that it long started. I mean, it started very long back, Coach Pizzo. Kabadimu, Kamudimu as well. Look, for me, I'm not surprised. May you be blessed going forward. You're still going to achieve more, Coach Pizzo. Stay humble. And again, as you're honest in the game, stay as you are, and we'll meet soon. All the best, Coach.
Aaron Mugwena.
My captain. Umbazo is one example of a player who showed that he's a totally different player from Mabizela. Mabizela's top talent.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever have a center back like Mabizela. Sorry.
The Tottenham goal still stands and more.
No. That quality, you don't find it easy. But Umbazo has showed us that I might not have the best quality like Mabizela, but I'll play for Ajax Amsterdam. I'll play for Blackburn Rovers. I'll make a career out of it. That shows that it's more than talent that makes you to succeed. A lot of players have got talent. Some is off the field, some is lifestyle. And so many also have been killed by ego. You know when they say, Lord, don't let the ego kill your success.
Yes.
Because ego can block your success.
Yes.
And it will happen like that. So Umbazo was a different part, a different player. He was dedicated, he gave his best, he fought, he was a strong heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Umbazo fits in the English culture football. He's a Steve Bruce, those kind of center backs. So the special players for certain players, like you asked me about Tiko, not in the Premier League, he would not survive there, you know? Yeah. So La Liga, Umbazo is an English player.
It makes sense, coach. And I think as we start to wrap the conversation, the gap is still too big in the local football.
Yeah.
It is so big that when you're talking about whether it's 17 or 23 points, it's big.
Yeah.
It's Sundowns and the rest.
It's amazing. It's never been like that ever.
How does the so-called rest then catch up or equal or surpass where Sundowns are?
Yeah. I don't know, because this thing is just, you know, it's like, you know, when the economy can crumble.
Yeah.
And we ask ourselves, what happened? They say something happened somewhere in America and the whole economy crumbled. You remember when you had
affects
that?
Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, I just, but what I know is the sale of Wits and Free State Stars and
Bloom Celtic
created a big gap, and a lot of players went into other teams and they never fitted, and Mamelodi Sundowns kept strong.
Mm-hmm.
Kaiser Chiefs went below a little bit. Pirates keep popping up and down, popping up and down, and now they're in Champions League. Pirates should win the Champions League, let's be honest, Robert.
They can.
But why not?
And they're taking it seriously because they're going in Spain. They're going to do preseason there. They've done it now 2 years running.
And by the way, you know what I always say? They don't have to beat Sundowns to win the Champions League. They can still win it without beating Sundowns.
Yeah.
So they can win Champions League. If Sundowns is a stumbling block, they can win it. And by the way, they've just beaten Sundowns in the Nedbank Cup now. And it's not the first time they won. So they can. And I wish them luck. I want them to be there. I want Pirates in the World Cup. They must accumulate points. There's billion rand to be taken. If you get a billion rand, your fortunes have changed. Now you can buy any player that Pirates can buy, that Sundowns can buy.
Yeah.
No excuses. That's the boat that I think maybe Makosi doesn't see or did not see. Because they could change the fortunes with it. They have the power
to do it. They're showing their power, coach, and it's also one of the final questions that I want to throw to you, is that I've never seen a coach's name and a public be so excited about somebody who hasn't even arrived in the country, Nazarene Nabi.
Yeah.
What is that an indication of within Kaizer Chiefs? And do you believe that he, given his fantastic record of double trebles at younger, then moving on and continuing with that success, will be able to steer that ship? But the country, the Kaizer Chiefs fans are buzzing right now as if he has already started preseason, but he's still got a final to play.
Well, I know Nabi. I met him in Tanzania, my first encounter with him, because the president of Nyanga invited me to come to Nyanga. So he was a coach at that time. He did well. He won a treble. He was unbelievable. He has done well for Nyanga. Okay, so, but he said, I will move to the north because he's from North Africa. And then he went with the big boys in Morocco. And then there's Wydad, there's Raga Casablanca, there's Al Ahly in that space, there's Zamalek, there's Tunisia, Esperance. It's not an easy space there. Everybody's good there. You know, it's unlike in the south where you have a Botswana team that, you know, maybe they can win on the course and upset maybe to Paris. A Lesotho team, no, there's no team for us. A Zambian team, we will always beat them. They're never there in the Champions League. But in North Africa, the region, is very strong. Nabi is a good coach, has proved it. But look, I don't know, football is so funny. You can be Ancelotti and you don't make it in Everton, but make it in Real Madrid. Hunty has made it, and somewhere, somehow, somebody can say he went to Chipa, he didn't make it. So as Ancelotti didn't make it at Everton, I mean, the guy remains whoever he is. So you never know. Mm. Yeah, let's see what happens. Because now football has changed. It's more than the coach. It's more than the players. Mm. It's more than the administration. It's way bigger than that. You need everything together to the extent of having the culture of the team. There's a Luis Enrique at Barca. Barca won the Champions League. He goes to PSG. Nothing happens. I don't know. So you can never determine.
I want to ask you, before we disappear off the platform, the big worry is about school sport.
Yeah.
The big worry is about school football, yes. To be specific, yes. Soccer.
Yes.
At that stage. And I know that you've done a lot to spearhead with yourself as Pitso Msimane, the foundation and everything else, to try and get us back to being very competitive within schools. Where are we now? Where do you want to go? What's your bigger vision in terms of that?
Yeah, I'll answer you one line because there's no time. Vision is to have my own school where it is a properly balanced academic school,
mm-hmm.
but plays football every day, not three terms. Then there's golf, swimming, then there's cricket. I don't want that. This is a football school. Same as the country, the schools like Hilton, where my son was, they are playing other sports, but it's a rugby school. You know where the rugby schools are. They don't play 3 months to produce the bogus. So that's where I need, because most of the schools, they play 3 months, and it's the culture of the schools. Mm. So you can't change the setup in South Africa, especially when you want to give your child a good education. He's going to go through that because you can't, as a parent, you can't change the system. Mm. So that's my dream. The platform, the foundation is Pitso Msimane Soccer Schools. That's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
We have 4 clubs now. We have a club in Roodepoort. We have a club in Midrand. We have a club in Mamelodi. Watch this. We have a club in Boksburg. These are football clubs. So, and it's supported by the schools, players from the schools. But the pinnacle, the top of the pyramid, is like a sports school of excellence.
Yes.
And let the boys go to Europe at 17, 18, 19. Let's park them there. Let's have 15 players in Europe that the coach of Bafana must have a problem who to teach. And if they don't make it, they can always come back to PSL. And by the way, they can also make millions of dollars in the Middle East. There's nothing wrong for players to come back retired with 30 million rand, 40, because at the end of the day, who retires with 30 million rand in South Africa? I don't care which team you play for.
No, that doesn't happen, Coach. Any regrets?
I call them lessons. One is the current one we have with Mamelodi Sundowns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't sit well with me because it's the team I love. Mm. Yeah, the second one is being too ambitious and taking Al Ahly from the second division in Saudi and promoting them to the Premier League. And then I thought I can save APA, and I did not save APA. Yeah. So lessons learned. But I just call them lessons learned. It's not regrets because you forever learn. You know, Thomas Tuchel can tell you, oh, I tried this, it's not working out.
Yeah.
So he's a bad coach? No.
Where are you coaching next?
I'm currently fully focused on PMSS. You can see me, I'm on uniform since in the morning. I had induction for 4 days with the coaches because I don't want when Robert brings his son to the school, and then he's going to get what I got. We need to change the system. And Kuro has allowed me to do football properly in the schools, football, age-related football, because in football we take a grade 1, we give him a curriculum of grade 5. And it has been like that. So we're writing a manual to educate everybody and trying to find out there's no manual in the continent. I don't want to talk about South Africa. So we're writing that manual.
Coach, the 26th of July is a very important day for you. It's your birthday. It's your 60th birthday. Just your wishes as somebody that has gone through this long journey in front of our eyes as a football player. I mean, I remember pictures of yourself and the late Tommy Madikgakgé being put together and being heralded as the best exports that we've ever produced in this country.
Yeah, Ogie Makalakalani. Oh, unbelievable.
Augustine, same. Mr. White Boots.
Yeah.
What can you share with the nation right now as we sign off? As your 60th, you can quickly reflect back, but projecting forward.
I think it's only good memories, Robert. People go to school for 7 years to be honored as a doctors. We get it from kicking a ball and following the ball and coaching. That's a huge achievement for me. Yes, it is an honorary doctorate. Other people who went to school will say, but you didn't study, you know. But I can always say that I spent more than 7 years studying football to get the pro license. It has been 7 years. So maybe I opted that than the academic side. Yeah, so that's that. And great family, great support. My children, my wife, they stand behind me. They support me. They allow me to be who I am and I do what I want. And that's important to meet the person who let Robert be Robert. And must never be any other person. With your shortfalls, with everything that you have. And that, for me, is important. But I can always say also, you know, I thank people like Brajay. That's why I always have breakfast with them. Brasten, who is now in a different condition. I said, if those guys did not find me, I would not be talking to you now. Life could have been different. So always look back at the people who helped you, and don't forget the people where you come from. That's all.
Patrick on the YouTube channel says, you know what? I beg you for part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. it's been a journey today. I thank you so much, Coach, for coming through. As I said, we've been blessed with a great team. They agreed and said, we'll stick around, guys.
It's unbelievable.
This is for the nation.
I see everybody behind me. It's unbelievable. What a team. But this only shows that, look what happened to radio. You have evolved.
Yeah.
We do radio with TV. We do radio with the YouTube. We do.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this. Before, I think people were doing it alone.
They were. Trust me. I mean, we were talking about who's the DJ and who is...
You have cameramen now here in radio. It's unbelievable.
We bring it live because as you talk, they're transcribing on Twitter as we speak. So you don't have to wait for the newspaper in the morning to say, let me read what Pizzo had
You're
to
late
say on the show.
Newspaper's late already.
Yeah.
The news have already came out. They're not going to buy the newspaper.
It's overtaken you.
But I still buy the newspaper.
I do traditionally every time. They keep
also
decreasing.
I need to hold it here. And my children say, but do you have this thing on the phone? I said, I need to hold this thing.
Especially on Sundays. It used to be five of them. It used to be five.
And they got reduced.
Sunday Times, Independent, it was City Press, then it was the Shwashi Types.
Yeah.
It was the Sun and then the Sunday World.
Yeah, and then you listen to Eddie Zondi, our friend who's gone.
I know.
So what a nice Sunday, you know.
And your Sundays will be complete. But we still have a couple. I saw that City Press are also going to be ending their newspaper in its true form.
Yeah.
But it is the journey. Coach Bizom Sabani, let me not take much of your time. You've granted us more than we could ever ask of you. And also to you, the family who's been here and accompanied you.
Yeah.
Lele Osmoria is here. And I cannot thank them enough for breaking and breaching that mold that we are in right now after the interview that I had with them to come and promote and talk about and let people know about the foundation. It's led us to where we are now, and may we not go back, we go forward, and there's still many things that we're going to surprise people with in terms of not working apart, but working jointly. And that is what I can say with the biggest load of confidence right now.
Thanks.
Is the journey forward.
Thanks, Robert. As we said, we can. There's more to be done.
Yeah. Coach Pizzo, thank you very much.
Humble, thanks for bringing me here.
Salute to all of you the YouTube channel, guys. I really, really appreciate you. Salute to the crew, everyone that's been so patient and hung around and stretched their time on a Friday to be here. It was unprecedented. I remain proud of what's happened here today on the 28th of June, 2024. Long may it continue.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.